Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve a mighty God. A mighty God. I love Him. He loves us, and He always, when He speaks to us in the heart. He loves us. He's not talking to our mind. He's talking to our heart. A renewed heart. God wants a sincere heart. He died and He paid a heavy price, a very heavy price, so that we could be like Him in character, in knowledge, in wit, in sincerity, in love. We can be just like He is. As He is, so are we in this world. With His ways, we are exposing the lies of darkness. Everybody who made Jesus their Lord, their Savior, and their Lord. Some people try to just make Him their Savior. But when you make Him your Savior and your Lord, when you do what He gives you to do, when you seek after His Word as a treasure, great things happen. Great things happen. You can destroy all of Satan's works with His love and His knowledge and His wisdom and His holiness. You can destroy the works of Satan at your will. Take time and go on to know the Lord, like Hosea talked about. Go on to know Him. When this process happens, Satan can't do anything with you. And you'll expose the riches of heaven to a hungry, thirsty world. The world is dying. The darkness is covering the earth at a fast rate. The Lord had to compress our time. He had to shorten the day to a third part so we could survive it. And if the darkness would squeeze the elect, the world is no match. People will play right on into the hands of the enemy and think they're right about it. They'll think they're okay till they fall off the edge of the world. Right on in the hell. Satan wants to hurt you, not help you. He wants to hurt you, not help you. He wants to be a curse to you. He wants you to be destroyed and not live. He wants you and your house to be destroyed without knowledge. He wants your hurt and demise. He wants you to be destroyed. He don't want you to expose Him for what He is. He wants you to believe a lie. And He wants the knowledge of God to be suppressed. So does the world in their deception. That's why I don't retain people's sins. That's why I don't put pressure on people. I give them example. I give them encouragement. I live the life myself. See, when you're a preacher, you can preach all the time, and you really don't have to be a preacher to preach the Word of God, to express it. It's not much difference between a Christian and a preacher. A preacher just has a calling. People that are called to the ministry, they have a specific duty. When the apostles and prophets, evangelists, pastors and teachers that are called to their office, and when they do their job, whatever they preach, people hear it. They're talking to people. And when people go out in life and do it, they can repeat what they heard. And God will even give them more. And then in their office or in their place of employment, when the people that they're around, they'll express the love of God. And they can express the same message they heard by indeed, the way they live in character, the advice they give when people are hurting, and also the joy that they have, and when people rejoice, you rejoice with them. They can see it in your countenance that you care about them. You can express what you heard in churches and around people of God. It works. there were two Coca-Cola men. They were the Coca-Cola vendors. They came to the grocery store, and they came with the Word of God. And we all got saved like dominoes. One out there, 20 people, I remember counting 20 people that gave their life to Jesus at that grocery store, that Food Giant grocery store in Huffman, back in the 80s, early 80s. We all got saved like dominoes, one after the other. Lives were affected. Now just imagine the lives that we affected over time. See, they did their job. They just expressed the love of God. Mark and Charlie, I'll never forget them. And it was a blessing. And they told people about the Lord, and it works. We love the love of God. Promotion is in the love of God. When you love people, when you love God, you get promoted in life, in every way of life. And when we follow Him, when we go on to know Him, when we go on to get to know the Lord, it gets even better. In these broadcasts, I do my best to express the kind of things that I learned along the way. And God loves us. He loves us so much. And as I draw near to Him and learn His ways, learn His word, seek Him out, I treasure His word. It's worth it. It's a blessing. And I value everything that God has taught me and the things He's helped me see and understand. And the more He teaches me, the more amazed I am at what He has to say. It's amazing to me. And a blessing. So when we go forward in Him, learning and growing, and He delivers His word to us, and we seek Him out, we go forward, people notice it. It's obvious. You're living according to the wisdom of God. It is obvious that something is better about it. Even when you don't know the word, it's still obvious that when you do what's right, people are attracted to it. If you research the greatest of the blockbuster movies, they were movies that gave you hope. Movies that represented something about God. It's like they were parables. And it wasn't all the worldly movies that did it. It was the greatest blockbusters were the... That's what people want. They thought that The Passion of the Christ would flop and Mel Gibson would lose all his investment. It did as good as Star Wars. And Star Wars show is a parable. It shows you that you can win. If you win the battle within, you can win the battle without. When everything looked like it's falling apart, and it can't get no better, Satan can't overcome your faith. Understand full well, Satan's trying to stop and extinguish your faith. Your faith and trust in God. Faith and trust. Many people have learned to use faith, but they hadn't learned to trust. These broadcasts, and you know, I acknowledge the power of following God, trusting Him, and obeying Him, trusting Him enough to obey Him. That's when you finish learning. You're going to see things in a much greater way when you act on His word. I don't mean to be like a drill sergeant, but repetition is good. Now, all these broadcasts have aspects that people need, and some people hear them all. I put these things in God's hands, and I believe God that He'll use them to edify His body, people that want to know Him. And you can go forward in Him. You can. God loves you, and He can show you things to come. He can help you see what you may not see, and He can help you receive what you have not received. I'm going forward in the Lord. I want people to know what God can do. And I believe Him. And I receive Him. I receive His word. Now, yesterday's broadcast, I talked about how people have done. They work, their works quell the work and move of God. Put a damper on it. The way that people would stall the move of God, quenching the Holy Spirit because of unbelief and traditions, sometimes preeminence and pride. And I mentioned how the Lord gave me many messages over the years that I never got a chance to preach. I expressed how I could feel the fire shut up in my bones. It was tangible. I could feel it. But when the time passed, when I didn't get to minister, I did the best I could do. I remember what God had to say. And I shared some of the thoughts with those that I could. But the people that I was sanctioned to tell these things to minister these things to, there was no audience. There was no agreement for them to hear those words. And I know for a fact it would have made a great difference in people's lives, because I believe the word of God. Now, it's not enough just to preach at a church that you're not the pastor of. The pastor can turn the message on or off after somebody preaches the message. They'll go back and they can tone it down, or they can let it do its work. The problem is not, don't get me wrong, I was not offended. I'm not offended at people for not letting me preach. It's just, I knew the burning desire of God and what He could have done if people would just embrace His word. People are already on the edge of not embracing the word of God. So when the leaders don't go forward, the people don't go forward either. And the Lord put me in another position to see something even worse. If you do preach the word of God, and if you teach the people the things that God wants you to tell them, if the pastor don't pick it up, they won't either. Very few people will go forward and swim against the current of a river. You know, some fish swim against the current, and some people will too. They are out there. They go against the grain. They go forward because God is going forward. They don't just go against the grain just to do it. They don't swim against the current just for exercise. They're following God, and God goes against the current of tradition. So many people are drowning. They're being swept downriver in their traditions, and they're losing things. They're losing marriages. They're losing relationships. They're losing joy. They're losing peace. They're losing aspects of life. They're looking like the world. The world is going in the same direction. They're being swept against their will. And these are the things they're not learning. They're not learning the strength of God. They're not learning the joy of the Lord, the peace. They're not learning to follow the peace. They're not learning trust. They're not learning how to save their marriage, how to save the relationships of their children, how to help them stand against the wiles of darkness and the enemy and the persuasions of men. These are preachers. And they stay steady with what they believe, and they go forward doing the best they can, and they're suffering. If you're not steadily learning from God, if your heart is not full of joy, not to mention miracles, you can't go by miracles. Miracles are wonderful. God is so good, you'll get a miracle. But if you're not personally thriving, if you're not learning fresh things from God, something's wrong. If you follow God, you will. But if you focus on ministry, a lot of times people focus on ministry and the things that has to do with ministry. They focus on it. And their relationship with God is their ministry and what they do for God. That won't work. You got to focus on Him. Ministry will fall in place if you fall in place. If you can learn God's word, love it, appreciate it, treasure it, and do it, ministry will be a breeze. Remember, the priest didn't wear garments that made him sweat. God made that notable. He didn't want you doing His work. That, my pastor said, there's a Godward side and a manward side. The knowledge and strategy it takes to run a ministry comes from God. You don't have to come up with a strategy, a campaign that's going to work. I never do that. I don't plan what I do for God. I do what God revealed. I do what God reveals. If God don't reveal it, I don't bother about it. When I see needs, I pray for them. I pray. I'm asking God to show me my part. I'm asking God to act on their behalf according to the word of God. See, if it's healing, Jesus already paid the price. I can pray for anybody I want to. People that's been in a tragic accident, they're in a coma, they can't pray. They're on the other side of the world. I can't go lay hands on them. But God is right there with them. I can believe God. And He can restore them. You don't have to go lay hands on every time. I do go lay hands. I believe in laying hands. Sometimes you can't get to them. But you can always pray. If a person that you know of is in danger, even if they're not saved, you can tell Satan he can't kill them, and they will live. I've had great success. Great. People think I'm lying if I told every time that I told Satan he couldn't do something and people live. Why? Because we have authority. I have to say something. If I can say something, God can do something. Now, if I minister His word, if He give me a message and I speak it, and people receive it, their lives will change. But guess what? In any audience that I have to go minister to, I don't know what the people need. I don't know what they're going through. How could I know their business? I don't know their personal business. But if I can preach what God give me, prophecy is in it. A strategy is in it. And I can win my brothers and sisters to the Lord. I can say things that'll make the difference. And I do those things and I enjoy it. But if I stick to a traditional format, then I can't help anybody. I'm limited at that point. It's all about relationship. The more you know God, ask Him questions by all means. When I see people that want that, they wonder about all these things, a great list of things. The things they wonder about could fit on a page. They could make a book out, just the things they want to know. And they don't ask the Lord, and the Holy Spirit is here to guide us into all truth. If it's halfway important to you, ask the Lord about it. See, Daniel said, he didn't say the theologians would be strong and do exploits. He didn't say people that love God would be strong and do exploits. He didn't say people that have faith in God would be strong and do exploits. He didn't say people who work miracles would be strong and do exploits. He said people that do know the Lord will be strong and do exploits. If you don't know God as a person, and the Holy Spirit came to reveal Him, and you're wasting the power of the Holy Spirit in your life, you know, if you're not learning and growing, and you ought to know what God's plan is, what His ultimate plan is, not just what He revealed in the Word. See, the word reveals what God is doing. It shows you where God is going. But to those who love Him, those who seek His face, the Lord revealed things to His prophets before He do it. Not just His prophets, His people. He'll show you what's ahead, not only in His plan, but in your life. He'll show you what He's doing, what He's up to, what people are doing. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. Even the things that have nothing to do with ministry. It's just sad to me when people miss out. I know that people would love communing with God. I know what God will do if they just humble themselves and pray, seek His face, turn from their wicked ways. The wicked ways is a hindrance. Paul also said, lay aside every weight. He said, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily beset us. People are easily beset by not just sin, but weights. People that never grow up. Some people refuse to grow up. Everything's an emergency in their life. And wherever they go, it's like a person drowning. You have to keep rescuing them. Their habit system is a weight. Their emotional condition is a weight. Not necessarily a sin, but the weakness is such a weight to them, and it becomes a weight to others. And when you love God and when you're going forward, you have to learn how to help people that are a weight to themselves. God will give you specific wisdom so that you can deal with people that won't grow up, that won't grow out. There are so many children sitting on the front, so many men sitting on the front porch during the work time. When people are supposed to have a job, they're sitting on their mother's front porch. There are so many children that won't launch out. They won't buy their own house, get married, go forward. They won't grow up and they won't grow out. Get rid of the hindering ways. Things you don't know. Things you haven't learned. And in the religious traditional world, it's okay. You don't deal with that. Just let people be how they want to. But when you love and follow God, you don't have to be in the dark about anything. You don't have to. You can continually grow as a person. There are people who have good jobs. But because somebody don't treat them the way they want to be treated, they collapse. They get insulted. They stop being productive. They sow discord. Their emotional state is a weight to them and others. But when you're charged with the knowledge and wisdom and love of God, you're like an ever-flowing fountain of life. And the same things that pressurize people and bother people, you're winning in life and growing as a person from glory to glory. That's what you want. That's what can be yours. When you walk with the Lord and know the Lord, no matter what happens out there in this wide world, knowing God makes the difference. Knowing God includes the love of God, the faith of God, the wisdom of God, the knowledge. You're ever growing and learning. And then, watch this. The people that offend you and not growing and they're not doing what you love them. Don't be upset with them. Don't work against them. Don't sow discord against them. Love them where they are and help them grow. That's the love of God. That's the God I know. That's what God, He loves. He helps me love people just like He loves me. Just like Jesus died for me when I was contrary. Help people when they're contrary. Now my time is out. My time is up. I gotta go. But the Lord's time is ever there to help you learn His ways. He's just a prayer away. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. Jesus Christ is our Lord.